In the year 1855, in order to celebrate his patronal feast day, St. John Bosco told his boys at the boarding school in Turin, Italy, that he would try to give them whatever gift they wanted, as long as they asked for it in writing. So the next day, St. John Bosco found all kinds of notes on his desk asking for this or that, but one note from a 13-year-old boy named Dominic Savio caught Don Bosco's eyes. St. Dominic Savio had written, "I feel a burning desire, a great yearning, an urgent need to become a saint. Please help me, Don Bosco, to become a saint." Can you believe it? A 13-year-old boy wanting to be a saint. He must be slightly crazy, right? He didn't want new clothes or new shoes or a brand new bike. He didn't ask for an iPhone or an iPod or an iPad. He asked to become a saint. When I was a little kid, I was always inspired by the story of St. Dominic Savio, so much that I almost took St. Dominic Savio as my confirmation name, and instead I picked St. John Bosco. But I've always been inspired by that story of St. Dominic Savio. And except for his story, I had never heard anything like it until last night. Last night at the diocesan celebration in Rochester to conclude the year of faith, an 18-year-old girl from Faribault spoke after we finished supper. Her name was Sarah Wilder. And you know what she said? She said, "I have a burning desire, a great yearning to become a saint." 18-year-old young woman gets up in front of all of these people and she says, "I have a burning desire to be a saint." It was a powerful witness talk. Last night, she said to the young people and those young at heart, she said, "We will never be truly happy unless we become a saint." What is a saint? A saint is anyone in heaven. A saint is anyone in heaven, not just officially canonized saints by the church, not just Linus and Cletus and Clement and Sixtus and Cornelius and Cyprian and Lawrence and Chrysogonus and John and Paul and Cosmas and Damian. A saint is anybody in heaven. And Sarah Wilder said last night, "We will never be truly happy unless we get there." I describe it like a fish in water. A fish is perfectly happy in water. A fish was created to be in water. It can't live outside of water. And our souls were created to be with God forever in heaven. Our souls were made for heaven. We will only be truly happy in the waters of heaven. We can't live outside of heaven. St. Dominic Savio and Sarah Wilder's desire to be a saint is like the desire of a fish wanting water. More than a fish desires water, our souls long for God. St. Dominic Savio was inspired to be a saint by a sermon that St. John Bosco preached one All Saints' Day. The saintly priest said, "It is the will of God that all of us, without exception, should become saints. Besides, it is not too difficult to become a saint. It is the will of God that all of us, without exception, should become saints." God wants each and every one of us to become a saint. He wants all of us to be holy and happy with him forever in heaven. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, "In order to be a saint, you seriously have to want to be one." So, do you want to be a saint? Is that your life's greatest desire, like our friend St. Dominic Savio, like our friend from last night, Sarah Wilder, do you really desire, like a fish desiring water, do you really desire to be a saint, to be holy like Jesus? St. John Bosco said, it's not too difficult to be a saint. We don't have to spend 12 hours on our knees on the hard cement floor in church. We don't have to wear a hair shirt and sleep on a bed of nails. St. John Bosco told St. Dominic Savio, it's not too difficult to be a saint. He told Dominic Savio, he said, it's the little things. He said, be cheerful. Smile. Put up with a little bit of heat or cold or rain. Suffer with an occasional pang of hunger or thirst without saying anything. Obey the rules at school. Listen to your parents. Do your homework as best you can. Do the dishes without complaining. Pick up your toys without having been told. Practice your piano or your trumpet out of love for Jesus. Give until it hurts to the poor. It's not too difficult to become a saint. It's doing these little things, as Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta would say, with great love. Every day, acting more and more like Jesus. Every day thinking more and more like Jesus. Every day loving more and more like Jesus. Can you say with St. Dominic Savio and Sarah Wilder that you have a burning desire, a great yearning to become a saint? This is what we pray for on this great solemnity. This is why we're asked to come to church on this great solemnity, to be inspired, to pray for the grace to become a saint. We make the prayer of that famous opening hymn that we sang tonight our own. Oh, may your soldiers, faithful, true, and bold, fight as the saints who nobly fought of old, and win with them the victor's crown of gold. Alleluia. Alleluia.